Hi, everyone. I'm Eric D'Souza for Crime Writers of Canada's podcast. And I know in the last few podcasts, I've been saying this is an extra special podcast because we're celebrating the nominees for Crime Writers of Canada. But this one is extra, extra special because we are nominating, we're talking to Vicky Delaney, who has been nominated for two Whodunit Awards for Best Traditional Mystery, sponsored by Jane Doe. So welcome, Vicky. Thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Well, thank you very much for asking me to chat to you. Always a pleasure.
So the two novels that you've been nominated for, Steeped in Malice, published by Kensington Books, book number 4 of the Tea by the Sea series, and A Game is Afoot, published by Crooked Lane Books, which is book number 8 of the Sherlock Holmes Bookstore right. Mysteries.
The game is a footnote.
Footnote. I keep forgetting note.
It's a little pun.
I don't know if you know this, and I'm not 100% sure to be fact, but I think you're the third person who has been nominated in the same year for two awards.
Who are the others?
Madeline Calloway last year was nominated for two awards, and in 2001, Peter Robinson actually won two awards, Best Novel and Best Short Story.
How nice. Yeah.
You're the first person to be nominated in the same category in the same year.
And win them both.
If only that was possible. Well, I guess it could be a tie. Another fun fact is because you had two books nominated, that also means that you had two books that weren't nominated because that's how much you write in a year.
That's right.
I have to ask you before to be sure of this fact, but Stranger in the Library, which is coming out in June of this year, will be book number 53. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's amazing. you were nominated, or you are nominated, for a Best Traditional Mystery, but you write cozies. And I know those two terms often get sort of used synonymously. Yeah. Are they the same or are they different?
I think they're a little bit different. One of the features of a cozy is that there's a hook. The Sherlock Holmes Bookshop series centers around a Sherlock Holmes bookshop. The Tea by the Sea series centers around the Tea by the Sea tea room. You could write an amateur sleuth where the character worked at a bank, but the character would not be thinking, oh, I could debit Mr. Jones this $250 from this account, or maybe I should ask him if he'd prefer that I put it into a GIC. Would he want it for 5 years? You know, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to do that. In a cozy series, the character is going to be talking about the books that she's carrying in her store. She is going to be talking about what she's making. So that's kind of what we call the hook. The culinary cozy is a popular thing, like the Tea by the Sea, and it even has recipes in the back of the things that she's making. But while the characters work, she's thinking out her thoughts. It's easy, as she even says, it's easy for a baker to talk and work. So, you know, I'm rolling the dough into a square shape, and I'm patting it down, and I'm adding sugar. And that little detail is all added in, and that's kind of what we call the hook. To me, that's the main difference. I'm sure other people would know of others, but yeah.
But I guess they follow very similar rules in that it's not too violent.
I don't know if a traditional mystery can be violent or have a lot of sex or not. Would that might be a no-no. I'm just like everybody else, I'm not entirely sure what all the categories mean.
Yeah, fair enough, because like, I'm thinking Gail Bowen, who's also nominated. I mean, she'll occasionally swear, I think. Yeah. But not too graphic violence. So I guess it's up in the air still.
Traditional mystery might deal with slightly harder topics. Thinking of Gail Bowen's a good example. I've read a lot of her earlier of her books. A cozy mystery is never going to be a crime gang or an international terrorist organization or the mob or anything like that. It's a personal crime. Someone killed somebody for reasons that the reader can kind of understand, even if they don't sympathize, right? Family relationships, money, all that jealousy, all that kind of stuff. So that might be the difference, because Gail does, in her series, earlier in her series, there was quite a lot of, the character is very involved in politics, so there was a lot of talk about her political life. That probably takes it out of the cozy range.
I think another thing that, well, cozies definitely have, maybe not traditionalists, but a cozy almost always has the amateur sleuth, but the demographic is always quite similar. She's quite often in her 30s, has her own business, like you mentioned, or has her hook. Probably in book one, unlucky with love, but a relationship establishes over the arc. So in your two protagonists, thinking of Lily Roberts in Steeped in Malice and Gemma Doyle from Game is a Footnote, what are the differences and the similarities between those two characters?
Okay, I do like to think that my characters are very different. As you said, I write four different cozy series, and I do try and keep the characters and the voices quite separate. But Lily and Gemma are kind of my opposites. Gemma Doyle owns, as well as owning the Sherlock Holmes bookshop and Emporium, she is my interpretation of Sherlock Holmes as a modern young woman. Right? So she thinks like Sherlock Holmes. She's got the memory of Sherlock Holmes. She can be a little bit sharp and abrupt with people that she feels are not following her thought process fast enough. So she has more of an edge in that way than the typical cozy character does. Gemma always says, I am not a consulting detective, but she acts as one. She sees a problem and she realizes that, you know, the police are not capable of solving it or on the wrong track or something like that. So she dives in and quite eagerly and takes over. Whereas Lily is almost the exact opposite. Lily Roberts doesn't want to be a sleuth. She doesn't want anything to do with any of this crime solving stuff. She wants to work in her little bakery and help her grandmother in her B&B. And in that series, she's actually very much a reluctant sleuth because she gets dragged into it by her best friend, Bernie, the writer, and her grandmother. And Lily doesn't want anything to do with that. But, you know, somehow she always ends up the one being pursued at the edge of a cliff by a bad guy at the end, you know, the other people that got it into it. So they are actually very different in their motivations of why they're involved in this, what's happening within this book.
I thought about it because I've heard you say before, too, that one common thing the amateur sleuth always has to have is that they have a belief system that they're smarter than the police or they wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't do it. It's their motivation, right?
Yeah. Like Lily, for example, doesn't think that it's up to her. And she doesn't know why her friends, I wouldn't say that they believe they're smarter than the sleuth, but they're curious. And often an amateur sleuth, not necessarily is driven by some kind of desire to see justice done or put things right. But I'd say the overwhelming thing has to be the curiosity. And even in the case of Lily, when her friends say to her, let's go and interview this suspect, she could say no. But she doesn't say no, partly because she's a little less strong-willed than Gemma is, so she does tend to get dragged along. But also it's that innate curiosity that makes her want to find out basically what's going on. And often, in a cozy mystery as well, one of the definitions is that it's a small community. It doesn't have to be a small town, but it has to be some kind of a close-knit community. And because these people are intertwined with the other people in their community, they want to help when they feel that their help is needed.
If you don't mind, I just wanted to read a little bit of one paragraph from A Game as a Footnote, but exemplifies that because I just enjoyed it when I read it. This is basically somebody asking for Gemma's help. And how in the last three books, she solved it before the police. It says, I might have been some minor assistance to the police in the past. I might have arrived at the logical conclusion shortly before they did. They would have arrived there eventually. Maybe. And it sounds like Sherlock Holmes a little bit there too.
Very much. Yeah. I was actually trying for that tone of Sherlock Holmes there. Yeah.
Another thing that we touched on a little bit is the sort of the arc of a long series. And you've had, I think, 9 series, maybe 10 now, but you've had a few and some have gone really far and some unfortunately ended shorter, but the romance is always an arc. So you have Simon in your Tea by the Sea, the gardener, and you have Ryan in the Sherlock Holmes bookstore, who's the police. Their relationships is growing as the books go. And I could tell by book 8, that Ryan's more established in his relationship than Simon is. Yep. Is that sort of a key part to a cozy? Is there always that romance or that budding romance?
It seems to be. There might be people that would differ, but the cozies that I've read, there's always some kind of a, you know, sort of a meet in the first book and, you know, a little bit of conflict maybe, or maybe not. And then the romance grows. But because we're talking about sort of as we see real people, as time is passing, the romance either dies and sometimes it does. in a cozy book, or it, you know, reaches its ultimate conclusion. So it is pretty much a common thing in the cozy mystery. It's important that the romance doesn't overtake the mystery, because then it becomes a romance and not a mystery. But it adds, I think, complexity to the character's life as she's trying to, as you said, most of the cozy characters are sort of in their 30s or their early 40s. So they're, you know, negotiating with those kind of life choices. Incidentally, also one of the things that is happening, like look at the success of the Thursday Murder Club. And there's only murders in the building. So there seems to be more acceptability now for genuinely older characters, which I think is just great.
I agree with you because I write them. And one of my favorite characters, yours, is Rose. I love Rose.
You're on the cusp, the cutting edge. That's what I meant to say. Cutting edge.
I was saying, yeah, one of my favorite characters of yours is Rose, Lily's mom. I love it when she's in the scene. Grandmother, whenever she's in the scene, she takes it over quite often. And she's so fun. Another thing that most cozies would have is sort of a lack of tension. And I know I used to bring my mysteries to class, and my classmates who don't read mysteries often said, more tension, more tension. And I had to think about that. And I was like, no, actually, most people who read a cozies aren't wanting to, I don't know, get on the edge of their seats.
Yes.
I would say that for most of your books, but your, Sherlock Holmes mystery books, especially this one, there's some ghost paranormal events, there's actually higher tension than usual. Was that purposeful? Like, did you want to put more tension in this one?
I think that also fits the sort of Sherlock Holmes bookshop theme. First of all, you're quite right that there isn't a lot of tension in the book, again, because we're back to the puzzle mystery. It's essentially a puzzle mystery. So there's a little, but there's no impending sense of danger, usually. Obviously, I'm saying usually. In a cozy mystery, there's not an impending sense of danger. The character certainly can find him or herself in danger kind of at the midpoint and then in the climax. But there isn't that, like in a thriller, right, where there's a growing sense of a constant feeling of danger and things are getting worse. But because the game is a footnote, it's kind of, I don't know. It's hard for me to say. Because it is set around a haunted house, right? So the constant question in that book is this house truly haunted, or is somebody playing tricks? So I think that question itself adds a sense of tension, and you can't ignore that if the book is centered completely around the goings on in a haunted house. Yeah.
I can't say I've finished the book, but I'm about the two-thirds mark, page 200. And that early scene where she's in the house and spends a night in the house, it was quite scary even.
And that was pretty deliberate, because that was fun. I wanted to set the scene again. The theme in the Sherlock Holmes bookshop series, I sometimes am trying to sort of almost fit a trope. One of the earlier books was the Country House Weekend. The characters all gather at a, imitation country house for a weekend. And this is, haunted house was what I wanted. So I wanted action in the haunted house. And to do that, the supposedly, perhaps, maybe haunted house, right? We never actually say that definitively. If you're in a haunted house, you want to get the action started pretty fast with the haunting part. Otherwise, don't.
So these are books that came out in 2023. You've had books come out since then, even in the same series. Do you want to say a little bit about them and also what's coming up next?
The other series I write is the year-round Christmas series, just a nice fun romp in a town that wants to be known as America's Christmas Town. And as the under the pen name of Eva Gates, I write the Lighthouse Library series. That Eric mentioned. The next one, The Stranger in the Library, is coming out in June. And I'll add a quick little plug for that if anybody's been watching the TV show Ripley, which is just great, you might want to know that The Stranger in the Library, the book, The Classic Novel Reading Club, which is always reflected in the plot of a Lighthouse Library mystery, is Ripley Underground. And I have reimagined Tom Ripley as a cozy character.
I'm letting that sink in. that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds great. So again, thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us, Vicky, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Eric. I look forward to talking to you another time.